Observers at the prison reported that Yavi was frequently whispering to Lavos. There was some concern among the wardens, but they dismissed the whispers as mere posturing. Yavi's cell walls began to fill up with scrawlings, using blood and filth as ink. At first, these were simple symbols, but as time passed, they became more elaborate. It was as if the Archimedean was turning his cell into a demonic temple, baiting his captors. There was even an image of Lavos, resplendent in his cyan danna of office, perhaps an attempt at a curse. Lavos was ordered to beat him harder, and duly did so. With the blood on the wall, Yavi drew a snake, an appeal, no doubt, to his depraved idol. Floor washer Bekran Zaft, the sole survivor of Dabaoth Krah, would later tell of how Lavos would stride from cell to cell, weighty shotgun in hand, clubbing and beating as required. The nightmares still haunted her.